Welcome to the Wilsons Smelly Tour. It starts in the third floor gallery, The Art of Looking. You're going to smell your way into a painting. Hello, Explorer, are you in the third floor gallery? Then you're ready to start your smelly trail. If you're not there yet, just press pause and pop it back onto play when you're in the third floor gallery. Today, you're going on a very unusual adventure. Instead of just looking at paintings, you're going to use your nose too. Remember, you can pause this at any time to give yourself more time to look at the paintings or smell the scents or find the next stop on your trail. Artists use colours, shapes and light to tell stories, but what if a painting had a smell? Would it help you imagine what it might be like to step inside? As you walk around, you'll find special wooden scent boxes fixed to the walls next to some of the paintings. First, we are going to head into the room to the left as you enter the gallery, through the glass doors. Here, there are floral paintings with lots of flowers, fruits, and other things. What can you see? Before you smell anything, spend a little time looking at the paintings. Don't rush. What do you notice? Can you spot any tiny details hiding in the picture? If you could step right into the painting, what would you want to smell or eat first? Now it's time to discover the scent. Try not to read too much about what's written on the outside of the box just yet. We want your imagination to lead the way. Gently slide the wooden lid upwards. Close your eyes. Take one long, slow sniff. And then another. What does it make you think of? Does it make you think of something you might have smelt before? A person? A memory? Or maybe it makes you feel something you can't quite put into words? There aren't any right or wrong answers. Everyone notices different things. This scent is very flowery and fruity to try and capture some of the things that you can see in the paintings. But you might notice that it also smells a little bit dusty or aged, like some of the flowers might be dying, or old fruit. What do you think? See if you can smell things like grapes in the scent, or roses. When you're finished smelling, head out into the big room, back out the double doors, and head down the wall that's on the left-hand side, and find a box that says Classical. Take a look at the paintings next to it first before you smell the scent. What do you think is happening in these paintings? Do you think these are very old paintings? Now you can take a sniff of the box. Does it smell ancient or old? It has fragrances in that are made from sacred resins, smells that people have used in important places for thousands of years. Do you recognise any of the smells? Does it make you feel anything? Do you like the smell? Do you not like the smell, or maybe you're not sure? On the big wall at the bottom of the room, where the paintings are hanging all on top of each other high up to the ceiling, there is a countryside smell. Take a look at some of the paintings on the wall. Can you find the countryside ones? Ones with fields and trees? You might have to look high too. How many countryside pictures can you see? Now you can take a smell of the scent. Can you smell things like grass or hay and berries? Does it feel like a warm scent or a cool scent? Does it make you feel as if you were in the countryside, maybe on a hot day? Are there any things you can smell that remind you of something? On the other side of the wall is another smelly box. It's called Nautical. See if you can find the pictures of boats out at sea on the big wall. How many are there? Once you've found pictures of the ships out at sea, you're ready to take a smell. Take a nice, long, deep smell. This fragrance has things like sea salt and seaweed in, which might make you think of a day on the beach or being on a boat. Does it make you think of anything when you smell it? Can you have another smell and see if you can find any particular parts of the scent that make you think of something? Maybe a holiday you've had or another place you visited. Does it feel like a warm smell or a cool smell? Next, we are going to head to the last wall in the room that you haven't visited and take a look at the paintings around the scent called Skin. These works are portraits of people who lived a long time ago. They used to wear perfumes made of natural things like woods, plants and spices that also get used in foods. They also wore very heavy fabrics and would often be painted in dark rooms as there were no electric lights then. Smell the scent box. What does this make you think of? Does it feel quite close and cloying? Is it a warm smell or a cool smell? Does it make you think of people and bodies? The last smell is next along on the wall. Again, have a look at the paintings around it. What's happening in these scenes? Can you identify what sort of place everybody's in? It's a tavern, which is an old-fashioned word for a pub. This scent might smell quite warm and smoky and spicy, like a busy room full of stories, laughter and crackling fires. What do you think it smells of? Go back around if you like and smell the scents and look at the paintings again. Do they seem different now? Did you notice something that you missed before? Did the smell change the story that you might have had in your mind about one of the paintings? Or maybe the painting changed when you thought about the smell? Keep looking, keep smelling, keep imagining. Because sometimes the best way to understand a painting isn't just with your eyes, it's with all your senses. Thank you for joining me on this smelly tour today. We hope to see you again soon.